Judge Brenda Weaver was nominated for the Padlock Award after jailing a newspaper publisher in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Mark Thomason and his attorney were taken into custody over a public records request Thomason submitted. Thomason asked for copies of cashed checks that he described as being illegally cashed. For that, he was charged with making a false statement. Charges were later dropped. Thomason's newspaper, The Fan and Focus, launched in 2014.
It was really started because this area in North Georgia needed, I felt, a source of news that told the truth, presented unbiased, accurate information, and worked to better the community. This area of North Georgia had never really had the watchdog hard-nosed reporting.
The Focus folded in December of last year. During its roughly 2.5-year existence, the paper dug its teeth into investigative journalism. Thomason and his reporters uncovered the possible misuse of funds within the county's recreation department.
The county ultimately terminated that recreation director. Finances are a lot more transparent to the public now. The county is accounting for funds there. There's money available. That program can be bettered. We felt like we gave that some real exposure.
The paper also reported on a racial slur used by another judge during a court hearing.
The judge that had uttered the racial slurs is no longer on the bench. And that's kind of what led into our coverage of this public taxpayer account being used to pay non-county workers' personal bills.
Thomason's coverage got statewide and national attention. As he continues to get news tips, he says there is still a need for investigative journalism in this small town and others like it. He attributes his paper's demise to sinking ad sales.
So our advertising base quickly started to dwindle, and it made surviving tough. Within a period of about 90 days, we went from over 10 employees down to about 3. And it was just hard to survive without that source of revenue.
Thomason says pressure to pull the ads came from people with close ties to local government. Journalist Jim Zachary is with the Transparency Project of Georgia. He says it's sad to see the paper is no more.
Anytime any newspaper closes in any market, that is a disservice to the public. Newspapers are very important for holding government accountable. And I think that anybody would be naive to think that the closure of the Fan and Focus was not directly related to the retaliation that the publisher faced from a judge.
Judge Weaver still presides in the 3-county Appalachian Judicial Circuit, but after Thomason's arrest, she resigned as chair of the state's Judicial Qualifications Commission. Thomason, meanwhile, now works in construction, but is hopeful that the Fan and Focus will one day make a comeback.
I think if more papers and more reporters took that approach, stopped walking on eggshells, and just always told the truth, eventually that clock pendulum will swing to the side of justice, and repercussions would not even be an option.
It's a sentiment echoed by Jim Zachary of the Transparency Project of Georgia.
Newspapers have a long legacy of being the fourth estate, holding government accountable. And I've told my colleagues across the state, any newspaper that does not advocate for the First Amendment, that does not advocate for greater government transparency, and that does not hold elected officials accountable is not worth the paper that it's printed on or the ink that fills its pages.
For a look back at our coverage of the Fan and Focus and its First Amendment issues involving the media, visit gpbnews.org. And that's our show for today, but we always want to hear from you. Where do you get your local news? You can give us a call at 404-500-9457. You can also post on Facebook or reach us on Twitter. The show is at OST Talk. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Tony Harris. Have a great day.